Democrat of the day represents 36A. This is Champlin, parts of Coon Rapids. Zach Stevenson is kind enough to return to AM 950 to talk about his last year, the upcoming year, and his reelection campaign. Representative, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's always fun to join you.
Now, thank you very much. How has it been? I want to kind of get your, you know, you got in there. Of course, we have the House is under the DFL control. Melissa Hortman is the speaker. Talk a little bit about this first year that you've been in there and what this, what, how it's gone for you.
Well, there was a mix of good and not so good. You know, it was really exciting to get in there to elect Melissa Hortman. Speaker of the House. You know, I've known Melissa for 20 years almost now, and I just think the world of her. And you know, I thought she'd be a great speaker, and she just surpassed my expectations. She's just been a phenomenal speaker. And in the House, we got the receipts to prove it. We passed, you name the policy area, we made significant progress in terms of what we passed. You know, we passed Minnesota Care buy-in. We passed 100% clean energy. We passed paid family leave. We passed a huge investment in our education system. So that's the good news. The bad news is the Senate wouldn't do any of it, those Republicans over there. And so we got to come back and finish and do the job all over again in 2021.
You talked about climate change, and I'm glad you don't mind talking about this. I mean, this is such, I mean, my God, I mean, it, we can talk about stuff like Australia and stuff, but look at what we just had out in farm country in this state with late springs, tremendous rains, early frosts. You know, beyond trade issues, nature itself is doing a job on farmers and their margins. We have to look at this because this is, I mean, my goodness, we're in the 30s. It's January. We're in the 30 degrees. This is not normal. And if we don't start addressing this, this is going to only get worse and worse and worse.
That's exactly right. You know, just last night I was talking to someone in the Department of Commerce who was commenting to me about the steep increase that Minnesota homeowners have seen in their homeowners insurance premiums, specifically because of increases in hail damage. I'm not going to get the number exactly right, so don't hold me to it, but it's something in the ballpark of like 400% over a decade, the rise in premiums that are attributable to hail damage. A problem that is going to fundamentally affect our quality of life, our way of life in Minnesota. When you think about extreme weather events like the polar vortex, like the what you talked about in farm country, all the way to the fact that the range of the common loon will not include Minnesota in 50 years.
Wow.
We won't have any loons. If you can imagine a more heartbreaking thing than a summer evening on a lake in northern Minnesota without hearing a loon call. You know, I don't want to know it. So I agree with you. That's why I'm really proud of the fact that we took passage of bills last year. And I've got a great bill called Clean Energy First, which is just a real simple, straightforward, common sense bill. It says that when a coal plant or a natural gas plant is retired, when it reaches the end of its useful life, you got to replace it with clean energy unless you can prove that you can't because it's not reliable or it's not affordable. And if you just adopt that very simple premise, you will transition Minnesota to an entirely clean energy system because all of our fossil fuel facilities in Minnesota are scheduled to reach the end of their useful life in the next couple decades. So this is a pretty straightforward, simple idea that makes a big difference on climate change. And I think we have a real shot at getting it done this year because we do have a Republican sponsor in the Senate. So I think we have a real shot at it.
You know, one of the things when you bring this up, and I hope you don't mind me elaborating a little bit more on this. You bring up clean energy. I was on the Planning and Zoning Committee in Hopkins for 4 years, and I mean every business wants to do clean energy. If they can put solar panels on their roofs or they can get up a windmill, they want to do so. And it's not just, you know, businesses. People in farming communities, they want to get this stuff up. There is this desire that, you know what, hey, if I can generate my own energy off the roof of my house or with a windmill, let's do it. And you know, including in Republican-held areas, and just this idea that we cannot get these kind of common-sense bills passed, like Clean Energy First, that just is, it doesn't make any dang sense to me, because I've talked to tons of conservative business owners, they all love clean energy. They really do.
What? Yeah, it's not just people who want to put small stuff on their roof. It's huge businesses, too. You know, 3M, Best Buy, a lot of these groups have made commitments to it. And let me tell you, if you allow me to get just a little bit nerdy right now, but I think this
Go
is really
it.
Interesting. So the state's largest consumer of power right now is the oil refinery, Flint Hills Refinery. It consumes about 150 megawatts a year of power. You might have read in the paper that Google wants to build a data center up in Becker, Minnesota, where the coal power plant Sherco is shutting down. When that data center, I don't think people appreciate how big that data center is going to be. When it's done, it will consume 600 megawatts of power. So it's going to be four times the power consumer of the state's largest power consumer, four times the power consumer of an oil refinery, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And why am I mentioning this? Because Google insisted, the reason why they were willing to come to Minnesota was because Xcel promised them 100% clean energy. They would not have come here but for that promise.
That's well, and yeah, first of all, it's a fantastic promise to make, but it's exactly, yeah. It just the businesses want this. And even with, and on a national level, not necessarily a local level, you have an administration who's doing everything in their power to try to prop up coal and gas. And we're seeing coal plants fail across the country because they're just, people want to move away from it. And I think it boggles the mind.
Bloomberg News reported this summer that, this is a really astonishing statistic, the cost of building new wind, dipped below the cost of existing coal on a kilowatt-hour basis. In other words, it's cheaper to build a bunch of new windmills than it is to run an existing coal plant. That's really astonishing when you stop and think about it. If you were a utility owner, and I said, you're here, I gave you two options. I'm going to give you for free a coal plant, you just got to operate it, or you got to build your own windmills and operate them, you would, 10 times out of 10, the rational thing to do would be to pick the windmills because it's cheaper.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, watch out, though. You know, air cancer, wind cancer.
That's right. Yeah, cheaper when you don't factor in the cost of mystery crazy. Yeah.
Mr. Trump's wind cancer. Oh, that was one of a gem. Once again, Zach Stevenson is joining us, 36A, Democrat of the day. I want to get into what you're looking for in 2020 here, but also you've been working on robocalls, right?
That's right. So I have a bill that I proposed this fall. It'd be the nation's toughest ban on robocalls. You know, the Department of Commerce did an analysis showing that through September, so through three quarters of 2019, the average Minnesotan had received 58 of these things. I know everyone's really annoyed by them, but they're not just an annoyance. They're a huge source of fraud because, you know, some of these scams, people are being taken advantage of. The city of Eagan, the police chief there, said that they had resulted in $500,000 worth of fraud in that city just in 2019. You know, and it's our vulnerable populations, our senior citizens, who are getting taken advantage of here. So we got to protect them. So my bill just basically forces the telecom companies to implement the latest and greatest robocall blocking technology. The good news is that the technology exists to allow the telephone company to see that one of these fraudulent calls is coming to your phone and block it before your phone even rings. And the reason why I know the technology exists is because some of the telecoms will allow you to have that technology for the low, low cost of $3 a month. Well, I think that's absurd. Your bank doesn't charge you an extra $3 a month to protect your card from debit card fraud, right?
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to pay extra for the privilege of not being defrauded. That should just be part of the of what it is to be a telecom provider in Minnesota, and they should block those calls. So that's my bill, and I think we're going to have good progress on it this year.
And by the way, a fantastic sounding bill. I like that one a lot. And what I mean, obviously, your district in 36A, Champlin, parts of Coon Rapids, we've talked about this in the past, the growth there. You want to do it right. I mean, it is part of the metro area, very friendly. Champlin, just such a cute. Coon Rapids got a lot of cute areas as well. You've got the rail transit in there. You've got a lot of people coming in. You know, the development there, you want to make sure you're doing that right. So what are you looking forward to trying to bring to your district coming up in the next year?
Yeah, well, infrastructure is a very important issue in my area. We have some really serious road and bridge issues up here that I'm working on to try and make sure that people aren't spending all their time stuck in traffic. They can actually spend time with their families and their kids. We also want to do some economic development opportunities. So we have a great community college up here, Anoka Ramsey Community College, for example, that's nursing and business programs are bursting at the seams. I have a bill to expand that program.
Nice.
They actually made it into the governor's bonding bill, so I'm feeling pretty optimistic about our ability to do that. So there's a lot of good stuff going on up here, and I tell you, any of your listeners, your progressive listeners who are looking for a place to buy, now a better place than Champlin and Coon Rapids. We're real friendly.
Well, and hopefully, and it'd be nice. It does sound like we can get Democrats in the Senate. We might actually get that line, the North Star Commuter Rail, all the way up to St. Cloud, which would also be a boon.
Yeah,
be a great boon up there. I think it really would, and I mean the entire corridor would benefit from that. So here's hoping we can get some of these common sense bills passed. And I love, by the way, the robocall bill and the Clean Energy First bill. Love those as well. Now, if people want to help out, or if they want Zach to take them on a tour of possible homes in the Champlin and Coon Rapids area.
Happy to do it.
Okay, we want people to donate to your campaign. We want people to volunteer for your campaign. We want you back for another term in St. Paul. Zach, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, you can reach me on my website, www.zack.mn. Zack.mn. Super easy. Zack.mn. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter, so if you just look for me up, Zach Stevenson. My Twitter handle is at Zach Stevenson, but the website is the best way.
Well, and that, by the way, nice get on that webpage, Zack.mn. Yeah. That's Zack, Zack.mn. I'll link to this on the social media pages a little bit later on. Zack Stevenson, representative for 36A, Democrat of the Day. Zack, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Thank you. Have a great one.
Take care.